Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. You industry professional, you industry hero. It is such an honor, absolutely honor, that you have joined this particular platform that celebrates you. The women and men of industry, the people that get it done, the companies that get it done. You are bold, you are brave, you dare greatly, and you innovate, and you're changing not just the world, which you are, but you're changing lives, and you're changing mine. That's why I love you so much, and that's why I want to celebrate you. Your accomplishments, what you're doing for this whole world on this particular podcast. Okay, this is a sort of a unique podcast. It is a bitch session, my bitch session, and it is about I'm really struggling. This is the name of the video, by the way. It's alive. I'm really struggling with webinars. Are you? Let's get cracking. Now, I'm not going to take too long. This is out on. I did a live today. I'm converting this into a podcast because it has to, because I want to be able to hit those platforms as well. But one of the things that have just popped into my mind, I struggle. I'm struggling with webinars, and I wanted to be able to try to find the right, I don't know, recipe to be able to make them effective. That goes with, you know, the virtual conferences and everything else in between. We've got to get our message out. You've got to be successful because that's what this is about. You've got to reach out to me, Scott McKenzie. That's right, Industrial Talk. And you need to get on the podcast. You need to talk to me. Go out to industrialtalk.com. Scott, I want to talk to you. And let's talk about getting you on the podcast, getting you doing a video, all of the things in between. But anyway, let's get it cracking. This is a relatively lengthy. It's fun. It is a firecracker of a conversation. And it is definitely a bitch session with solutions. Enjoy. Here's my beef. So I've been a part of a number of webinars. And this is just this platform that I'm here to share with you is some of my insights and thoughts. And I share it with you with a sense of humor and sort of levity, but I want to make sure that everybody takes away what I think is necessary, especially today. When we start talking about that, right? Look at that. See, this is StreamYard. That's how I get to put all this fun little stuff up here. It's all cool, you know, right? But the thing that I'm always about, right? So here's my beef. We're saying, pre-virus, we had this sort of ability to physically meet, to have these conferences, to do these things, and do it like this. And there was a structure that everybody in general understood and just sort of went with it, right? And you're able to press the flesh, you're able to drink, you're able to have all of this great time, and it was great, wonderful. Virus hits. And now we're trying to take this sort of physical, you know, world that we were so used to forever and try to shoehorn it into a virtual platform, a virtual, you know, model. And I'm here to tell you that's a difficult thing to do. And here's the reason why. I am not a TV guide person. And if you're an older guy or an older person, you remember TV Guide. So you look through the TV Guide and you're saying, all right, this is where I'm going to be. I got to be here. And it was even before, you know, even before the DVR and the streaming services. So you're just sitting there and you go, and if I miss that time, I'm in trouble, right? I'm in trouble because I'm not going to be able to see it until whenever reruns happens or it never happens again. So it's like there was a sense of urgency to be able to see that and, you know, that program, whatever it might be. Doesn't exist today at all, period. And we've been living in this world for so long. But if this is how, just so that we're all on the same page, this is how I see every webinar, just every webinar. It's like this. It's like he's sitting there going, oh, it's webinar time. And it's like, oh my gosh, I gotta be able to do this. And it's just, I'm not sure if I deal well with that. I'm just telling you, I don't know if I deal well with that at all. So the reality is, what do we do? Because I am not, me personally, yo, I'm not going to be one of those individuals that will go back. We'll go back and do something that's I'm already trained, me, trained to do. I want it on demand. I want it now, and I will not go back. And the reason for that, of course, is the fact that we've been trained, right? Trained for a cafeteria. Case in point. If I'm sitting there and I'm eating my SpaghettiOs and I'm enjoying my SpaghettiOs, and then a thought, a lightning bolt thought pops into my head, pings my brain, and I want to know about digital transformation because I have this particular desire to know about it, right? And so what do I do? What do you do? What do we do? It's like right now, SpaghettiOs in hand, boom, I'm ready to go figure out digital transformation. What do I do? Yep. I want that now mindset, and I'm going to YouTube. If I want to change out a spark plug in a Husqvarna, chainsaw, right? What do? Yeah, I YouTube it. And this is what I do. I go to YouTube. I type in spark plug chain out Husqvarna chainsaw. And I get real-time information right now on how to change that spark plug out, right? That's it. And I'm going to look at it from a cafeteria perspective. I'm going to say, nah, that person doesn't really speak to me. I'll go to the next one. Nah, I'm not there. I find the right person with the right message and with the right tonality. That's me on how to change a spark plug out. The same thing exists with your business. The same thing has to exist with the services that you are providing, the information that you are providing, right? It just makes sense. I guarantee you an executive, or anybody, because we're not in this TV guide culture anymore. We're like right now, cafeteria. I want to know that information right now. This is what, I'm an executive. My day is full of just firefights. My day is full of how do I survive, rebuild, and prosper in this next normal? That's my thinking. How do I bring in revenue? How do I blah, 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 blah. There's just a ton of things. Do you think I have time to go, all right, I want to know a little bit more about digital transformation, and I see that there's a conference going on right now or next week about IoT and enablement and cloud and edge and all of the stuff. And it's at 3 o'clock p.m. on a Saturday, or not Saturday, but on a Thursday. Do you think I'm going to make that? Oh, hell no, I'm not going to make that. And I know I'm not going to make that. And so, but we want to speak. No, that executive is eating their SpaghettiOs, and all of a sudden, I want to know about IoT enablement. Right then and there, what's that individual going to do? That individual will definitely find an answer right now, on demand, period. But yet we continue to try to create this sort of structure. Now you're saying to yourself, Scott, you're a doggone hypocrite because you got this doggone live going on at a specific time. Nah, but hang tight. Here's the reason why I do it. First off, I'm all about efficiency. And so I have my podcast, the Industrial Talk Podcast. I do the podcast. It's over here. I interview. It's all good. Fantastic. And then I'll knit together an intro and outro. And I make sure that I plug the people that want to be plugged, all of that stuff. There's a structure there. And then I do some other stuff, but this is all about content management, right? This is what it is. So I do a live. I do a video. It's out there. All of a sudden, now I can extract the video, and I can extract the audio. I can do everything that I possibly can, and I'm more efficient. So from this particular live, I can do, you know, a live. I can definitely, and it has all this little fun stuff right down here that I can do with the video, and it's all fun and dandy and everything's great. And it automatically posts to all of those platforms. Boop, done. Very efficient. Two, I can also extract it. I can put it into a podcast. I can fire it out on iTunes and Google Play and Spotify. I can fire it all out there. Boop, all of this great stuff. It's here. It's now. It's happening. So for me, it's a far more efficient way to be able to generate the content that is necessary to celebrate the heroes of industry on the Industrial Talk Podcast. Simple, easy peasy, lemon squeezy, easy. That's why I'm not a hypocrite, but I'm just recognizing that people, me too, I'm an on-demand guy. I am a cafeteria guy, and your market is an on-demand cafeteria market. So what do you do? What do you do? So this is it. So when we start talking a little bit, I'm not advocating infomercials. I'm just not. Don't go there. I'm going to explain a little bit about the success of infomercials. Do you find infomercials happening, you know, the 8 p.m.? No, hell no, you're not going to watch them. They're always on at the middle of the night, and they're focused in on people that can't sleep. But what's interesting about the infomercial is, like, they're very sharp, crisp, and very pointed to what they're trying to do, right? It is shrouded in the term of, like, it's like, I'm here to help you. I'm here to do whatever is needed. I am here to make your life easier, right? You're awake. I'm here to make your life easier. Boom. Makes sense. Thumbs up. Got it. And in that, baked in there, it's entertaining. They move around. But we in the world of webinars and virtual conferences are lacking that energy. We just are. So my concern, and I've experienced it, and I know it does, is that there's a level of engagement that does not exist. And so when you start to talk about conferences, when we went to conferences, we did this, we drank the we went to the bar, drank, and we ate tapas. We did all of the great stuff that we normally do at conferences. And then we press flash and we had this relationship. It's all great. And we're looking at each other in the eye and all that. That doesn't exist in virtual. It can, but it doesn't. So how do you take the current situation we live in, and how do we be able to, you know, deliver what we need to deliver and use the platform? It has got to happen. Don't get me wrong. It's got to happen. But how do we do it? What do we do? How do we create it entertaining? How do we create it on demand? Because the reality is, that's where people are. That's where people are at. So one of the things that just absolutely, and I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. Give me a, you know, I'm just not. So one of the things that is just hard, and I know that there is a lot of energy and effort to go into this stuff. It's all good. It's like, I get it. It's like drinking from a fire hose, a PowerPoint fire hose. It is like in the pursuit of absolute perfection with the content. So this is how it rolls. This is how it happens. And so I'm just sitting here and I'm going, all right, I got it. I see the need that they're going to want to do, why we're so spectacular. There's a level of passion that exists there. And I love it. Don't get me wrong, but I might not be the market. I'm a simpleton guy, me. And I've got to see things very, very clear and succinct and simple, because I'm just telling you, this is how I feel. I know I'm not the only one. And then I just shut down. I'm sure this happens I shut down, and then I fail. I fail to consume the content that is necessary for me to be successful. And I feel bad. People don't know. It's like, it's a race to get as much information out there as we possibly can, and make sure that it's perfect and people are consuming it, and it's you know, whatever it is. And I'm here to tell you right now, people are at a different place. They're at a different place because we're just trying to survive. We're just trying to figure out what's the rebuilding strategy and how do we prosper, right? And it's pretty simple. And these issues and problems and challenges that we deal with on a daily basis happen. And they're the basic ones. They happen all the time. We're not even advanced enough. So let me give you an example. I taught at a university, business. And in my mind, what I've done is I said, okay, I'm going to want to make sure that this class of students, I look at the book. The book's a big, thick book, like, you know, big, thick business book. But there are certain things that are non-negotiable. You got to learn it. And then there's other stuff that's like, hey, if you have time. But I'm always shooting for a few topics, right? It's like, learn this, learn this, learn this. Once you leave, you've got that, and it's embedded, and then you can build from there. But we don't. We don't do that. We don't do that in it. And I'm just here to tell you, we've got to definitely think differently. When it comes to webinars, when it comes to virtual events, we have got to think differently, because it's your obligation. Your obligation is to make sure that the people attending, you're helping them solve a problem. And unfortunately, that's not the case sometimes. Unfortunately, because this is how we're always programmed, is that we're going to do as much as we possibly can, and we're going to push this stuff out, and this is why we're so fantastic. Feature function, feature function, feature function. And people just are not there, right? They're just not there. And it's not meant to be sad, but it's just the realities of what we are talking about. So I've been a part of a lot of webinars, been a part of a lot of virtual conferences. And yeah, you can tell I've got a lot of energy and passion, and I always walk away like, was that worth it? Or do I really work on thinking differently? And that's what begat this particular live, is because I think there's another way. And what's interesting, because we're always in the pursuit of perfection for whatever reason, and we're always worried about failure for whatever reason, and we define failure in such a way that it's like it eats at you, whatever it is. I'm here to tell you that you're not going to be perfect, and there's no such thing as failure, especially in this virtual world. What is important is that you move forward. You put yourself out there. So for example, I've had people talk to me and say, Scott, why do you do this? Why do you do podcasting? Why do you do all of this and work with these companies? And I truly have a passion to just help, right? I mean, industry is so important. And if you're part of industry, which everybody's in, you're changing lives and you're changing the world. You look at it from that perspective, then all of a sudden, everything just sort of falls into place. Your responsibility is to change lives and change the world. And if you have that, and that's what industry does each and every day, the people of industry, absolute heroes. Absolute heroes. Take that to the bank and don't ever forget that. Okay, so here we are, webinars. We got to think differently. What does that look like? So I've been a part of a number of panels and webinars and virtual events and you name it. And if it is not frictionless, if you can't get your market, your target, your prospects, your customers, the ability to be able to access valuable information that will help them succeed, if it creates or if it's too difficult to get to, forget it. You've lost them. And I mean, it's as simple as, and I've seen it, mark my words, I've seen it. If I have to do one additional click, I don't have time. And because we're in pursuit of the holy grail of industrial perfection, right? Industrial perfection, we're not doing it with a sense of speed. We're worried about how we sound. We're worried about the content. We're worried about maybe it's like, but I'm here to tell you that is not attainable. Moving forward is making it easy for your customers, prospects, and anybody else to access the information on demand is all doable. And I'm just telling you right now, that is where people are at. I know I am. I'm sure there's maybe a couple more out there. And those people that are on demand with speed, to get it out there. It doesn't have to be perfect. Like this, I'm just doing this. No, but of course, I've had over 1,000 podcasts and interviews and all of that good stuff, so I can do it with a sense of efficiency. But I'm here to tell you, those individuals that want that information on a real-time basis are really great, great opportunities, because they're sitting there going, I've got a problem. I've got to solve that problem figure it out. What does it look like? So I'm going to take my valuable time, stop eating my SpaghettiOs, and I'm going to get on Google or whatever platform, and I'm going to find an answer, and I'm going to find it now. You want to be in that loop. You just do. And that's why this is important. But the reality is that we don't continue to push things out. We get distracted. We're just sort of doing, you know, this is sort of important. One of the things, and I share this with you, one of the things that I believe the COVID pandemic challenging situation, we understand all the pain. We just understand it. It just is. But I think there's a good component to it. The good component is our conversations are more direct and to the point. They are meaningful. What is it? Why am I doing this? How come I have to do this? What is it? And I like that. I don't like the fluff. I don't like the fluff. I like the fact that we can get right to the point right now with a sense of speed and urgency because I've got to survive, rebuild, and prosper. That's what I like about it. And all the other stuff I'm not real fond of, but it is. So let's talk a little bit about it. So you say, hey, Scott, I want to do a webinar. I said, well, what is your objective of the webinar? Today, the objective of a webinar and today the objective of a virtual conference is, hi, I'm really damn smart. And I've got this great thing, and I want you to hear about it, and I want to tell you why I'm smarter than you. Some maybe not. Some might fall into that. I don't know, but I get a sense that that is the case. You need to listen to me. And I'm telling you right now, I'm going to block you. Come over here. I'm going to do some work because I got work to do too at the same time. I'm working and having a grand time and so on and so forth. That's the reality of it, whether you like it or not. How about changing it this way? When you look at the content that you're trying to communicate on these, because the webinars are going to be the webinars, and you're going to do it, try to rethink it as I challenge you. You got to rethink it, and it's got to be hands, and it's got to be all of the stuff, because you got to keep those individuals and the people engaged to hear your message, because you have to have a selfless. It's like, I truly want to be able to communicate value to the people, not just here, not just for the webinar, and not just for the virtual conference, not just for the roundtable, not just for the whatever the other terms are, but I truly want them to walk away with the ability to say, I got it. That was good. I'm better. And I want to be better about that. And then you'll see that there will be revenue, that there will be opportunity, because we got to survive. And if you're not about the revenue, if you're not about trying to expand that market, especially now in this whole whatever we call this next normal, and try to navigate those waters, where is it going? Do it now. Figure it out. The revenue and opportunities will happen if you are truly thinking of the other, right? I want you, the reason I have the podcast, Industrial Talk, is because I truly love industry, love the people of industry, and love what they do around the world. Just us. You're changing lives. You're changing people. That's the reality of it. Okay. Now, with that said, what do? I alluded to it real quick. And it was really quick in the sense of when I was teaching, I always had like goals. Like if I was able to impart three things, I always went to three, you get five, but it tapers off, but three things and continue to just reaffirm and continue to just hammer on those points, maybe from a different angle, but make it entertaining, make it enjoyable, make it all of this stuff, right? That is key. And if they walk away with three things, not 75 things, not 150 things, not a big old doggone diagram that does this, flow here, flow here, flow here, flow there, three concrete things that are truly other focus, you succeed. And it doesn't have to be an hour-long doggone conversation. It doesn't have to be. It could be as simple as, all right, we've got these three things that are happening. It's one, we're going to do this, that, and the other thing, and this is why it benefits you. Two, we're going to also be able to do this because once you do one, you can do two. And then once you do three, it all lines up. You're going to be better off. Have a great day. Pat, pat, pat. We'll talk again, and we're going to have another session on whatever the other three things are. That's powerful. People can wrap their minds around it. I can. And once again, I'm like the butter knife in this drawer. There are brilliant people within industry. Everybody's pretty much smarter than I am. But there are brilliant people in this industry. And people want to consume the content. People want to be able to, you know, benefit from it. Because we've always got to be, and I'll throw this one out for you, collaborating. You got to collaborate. You can't do this on your own. You've got to innovate. You got to think differently. You've got to think differently. Nobody's going to die, right? Nobody's. It's like, oh my gosh, Scott, he did this differently, and he killed a community. That's not going to happen. But one of the things that is really important, one of the things that is very needed, is the fact that you got to be bold, step out, and you got to educate. You got to educate. You've got to have a passion to educate people in such a way that makes sense. Does that make sense? I hope it makes sense. But we're depending on you, right? We're depending on you. Okay. So now you're saying, oh, okay, I got it. I want to be selfish. I want to be educating. I want to think about the other and provide all this wonderful value. And I'm only going to give you three things. And it's going to be packaged up in a nice little clean whatever package that it's not going to take all day for me to consume it. Okay, got it, right? This is where, please, please ask the question, is it simple to consume? Now, because you're hanging around the water, well, pre-virus, you were hanging around the water place, right? And you're chit-chatting. You live in this world. You live in whatever bubble you live in, and you're talking to people within that bubble, and you're chirping out this lexicon that everybody within your bubble understands. The majority of people don't understand it. They don't. And you've got to constantly, constantly, constantly hammer on the fact that they don't understand. Ask it. It's not a slap in their face. It's not like, ah, you dummy, you don't understand that. No, it's not that. Your obligation is to deliver value with information that educates people, and you're thinking about the other, and therefore you need to make it simple. And you can just reiterate, just keep hammering on it, keep hammering on it, keep coming from different angles. Please make it simple. So now, let me just say, we've got a nice snippet of a webinar or whatever it might be. We're bold, brave, and we dare greatly, and we're gonna think differently. And we're not going to just inundate them with a bunch of doggone slides so that we're drinking like from a freaking fire hose and I can't consume it and everybody just is lost. Yes, you're brilliant. Yes, you got it. I get it. Thumbs up. No. Simple, simple, simple. Clean, efficient, frictionless, and on demand, right? Okay. This is going to challenge you. And I'm just telling you right now, in a virtual world, even when we get right into the next phase and where we're going to have conferences, it'll benefit you. And you're going to have to do this. You're going to have to be human. I know. You're going to have to be human. You're going to have to show a little spark. You're going to have to show some energy when you start doing these things, right? Because today, and it's not a slap, I want you to be successful. I want you to be able to communicate your valuable, whatever, content that will transform lives, transform communities, transform business, because you have it, right? I want you to be human about it. So again, I understand the whole pandemic, the other side of that doggone sword, painful, a lot of people understand, thumbs up, I get it. The other side is that it has brought out a little bit more of the human. So how many of you have had a Zoom conference, which I'm Zoom. I'm just got Zoom fatigue. Just, oh God. Anyway, it's how I podcast, but there's Zoom fatigue. Everybody's like on Zoom now, which hold out on that. Now, all of a sudden, I never have that conversation when I do podcasts on how to get on Zoom because everybody knows how to get on Zoom. So it's a plus for me. But how many have you been a part of a thing where some dog is barking in the background or somebody runs by and it's just, but it's acceptable because we're human beings. We're not perfect. And we just, this is sort of the real time. And not a beautiful thing. I think it's beautiful. And that shows the human side. We're not androids and we are just like, yeah, this, that, and the other thing. It's all fine. No, we're not. And so the beauty of the COVID has been, hey, we're seeing the human side, right? I don't have shoes on. I don't need to have shoes on. You don't need to see the fact that I have no shoes on. It's comfortable for me. And so that's just the human side. The other thing is that once somebody sees that you're a human being and not, you know, pre-virus, everybody's like, you know, oh, perfect, and this is how we communicate, and we do this and that, the other thing. Now, all of a sudden, people's like, "Hey, I'm gonna have a little cocktail right now, and I'm gonna drink that, and we're gonna have a conversation. We're gonna get stuff done, and I want to be able to get stuff done. I want you to be successful. I want this particular platform, this webinar, whatever, this live, whatever, all of the tools that are available. I want you to be successful. You just got to be able to rethink it, right? Gosh." You can tell I'm pretty passionate about the doggone thing. All right. Last point. All right. If you're not having fun, all right, if you're not thinking about how you can have fun, and I'm not saying put yourself, I mean, you just got to get over yourself. Try it. Do it again. I've had conversations with individuals, professionals, concerned about the fact that they stuttered. We all stutter. Get over it. And concerned about the fact that there was a pause. They were thinking, get over it. Yeah, don't worry about it. Your goal is to, your purpose is to, your passion is to deliver content that helps people succeed. And I'm telling you right now, you do that, you pinpoint focus on that, you deliver the heart, you do that, and you think of the other. The opportunities and the revenue will follow. It might take a little while. You got to keep at it. You can't just sit there and say, I did this webinar and nobody showed up. Yeah, no, but it's all there. It's all on demand now, and it meets the needs of the individual, which is your primary focus. You want them to succeed. You want them to benefit. You want them to achieve whatever they need to achieve because they need to survive. And you have the golden key to their survival. And that is the way you have to look at it. So I'm asking you, you can't stop doing the fire hose stuff. Stop thinking about the fact that I got to get all this great information because I am that smart and you're not that smart. Because people aren't listening, people are shutting it down. If you can keep them engaged by making it simple, straightforward, human, fun, right? All of the components, and you're thinking differently, and you're challenging yourself, and you're out of your comfort zone, and you're saying, oh, that wasn't me. I'm telling you right now, that is the key. And put it on demand. Put it on demand. I don't have time to go to Monday at 10 o'clock. I am here. No, I'm there. If I'm on a panel, I'm there because I'm going to be creating content that hopefully will be on demand. But you want on demand because you need answers. And then so you, I want you to just change that mindset. Be that thinking about how you're going to solve that. Does that make sense? Let's check out some comments because I have no idea what comments are happening. Okay, we've got look at that. Can't have this said better. Oh yeah, look at that. Well, thank you, Paul. Appreciate that. Marshall Adler, local SEO. Love the way he talks. Check that out. Somebody loves the way I talk. Thank you, Marshall. That's pretty damn cool. Oh, there's Gail. Gail. All right, Gail. Yeah, one thing about webinar slides, you can fast forward. Yep. Biggest challenge for me is to is a product manager is, and when what? And then what? That's what he's commented. He said, and then what? How to get your products in the right person who sees value. That's a big deal. Gail's a, by the way, Gail is a freaking rock star. He's a freaking rock star, that dude. I've had the opportunity to interview him. By the way, if you guys want to be on the podcast, do so. Reach out to me, industrialtalk.com. Reach out. Say, hey, Scott, I want to be on the podcast. I want you to talk to me. Because that's about you. All of that good stuff. Absolutely, Donald. Okay, Donald Radar. If 2020 can reach us one thing, teach us one thing, is that we can all endeavor to persevere. Yes, yes. Platforms may change, but nothing is static. Freaking Donald, man. Check that out. Hey, good morning there, Alex. But man, Donald, freaking A. That is exactly correct. You've got to have, look at my little ticker that goes across. No, it goes this way. There it is. Let's collaborate, innovate, educate, speed, and tenacity. You can't give up. And definitely to Radar, Donald, Huntsinger. Yeah, spot on, big guy, spot on. Let's see, Marshall. No, you are not the only one. I'm not the only one. Thank you, Marshall. I can't even bring myself to do a webinar because I have conference fatigue. Right there, real time, baby. Real freaking time. All right, Marshall, thank you. And there's Paul Haddock. Oh, wow. I just jumped on. See, am I the only one thinking we just were talking about that recent webinars and the results this morning, the sales ops meeting just finished. Check that out. Paul, right there. I'm just telling you, you're not the only one out there. You've got to rethink it. You got to make, how about just making things in a real snippet? Snip, 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 snip. Promote. Hey, I was thinking about you. I've got a ton of ideas when it comes to that. What a beautiful thing. I'm just telling you right now. Tamara, excuse me. It's good to see you too, Tamara. Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. See, she just said, and boy, I'm telling you, she's a part of a wonderful organization, Safopedia, out of Canada, and they do some good webinars. They do some good training, but she just said webinars are dinosaurs. Yeah, yeah. And she's on spot. How about being interactive? Yes, I agree. How about being interactive and giving people voice? I like that. Tamara's on. You got to reach out to her. She spells her name Tamara. And last name Paris, Parris. Reach out to her. You will not be disappointed. She's a rock freaking star. She has a podcast too. And she does a great job at collaborating with other safety professionals who are just passionate about your health. She does a great job. I'm just telling you. And I love the interactive. We've got to do that. And thank you, Tamara. That is exactly correct. How do we do it? I just think that there's just a ton of opportunities that exist out there that quite frankly, we're just not taking advantage of. Those are my food for thought. That is my beef. That's my bitch session when it comes to this stuff. But, I want you to reach out to me. I want you to reach out to me and get on the podcast and let's tell your story. And it's just like this, nothing different. I'm just telling you right now, nothing different. We chirp back and forth. We try to make it fun and get that message out because we depend on you, right? Here, we're gonna wrap it up again. If you're a Johnny Quest geek, I always loved it when Johnny Quest, he always ran farther and stronger. And there was a commercial out for PF Flyers. By the way, you can buy PF Flyers, retro PF Flyers out there on the World Wide Web. And you know how I bought it? I didn't wait for the conference to happen. I didn't wait for the webinar to happen to tell me how to buy my You know what I did? Yeah, I went to Google. Yeah, I found the shop that I wanted to buy from. That's what we're talking about. Do you remember? Ho, 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 ho. Tiny Chat. is what we need to get to. That is what we need. Yes, I like Tiny Chat. You're up tomorrow. Freaking A. Yeah, look at that. That's Johnny Quest Crapabill. That's right. She's a hero. She is an absolutely industry hero. All of you guys are. All right. Again, go out to Industrial Talk Podcast, industrialtalk.com, as I speak real fast. And, find out more. Get on the podcast. Tell your story. That's where all industry professionals come and tell their story. Tiny Chat. I like that. All right. Always be safe. Always. Please do it. And go out and check out all these wonderful leaders that are in the industrial world. And get on the doggone podcast. I'm here for you. All right. Oh, whoa. That's right. It's about time. All the way from Scotland. How about that? All the way from Scotland. We've got Kirsty Stewart. Yeah, I like it. I like it, Kirsty. Why don't you get back on the podcast? Where the hell have you been? All right, let's keep going. Let's talk. Cheers, all of you. Thank you very much for joining.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.